while.
It's been a while. I got the record on. This is the pre-stream, so anyone listening now, this won't be in the video. This is the audio bonus where we just say hi. Hi. Mr.
Important. Hold on again.
November the 13th. You sound good. It sounds like there's no issues. You sound good.
All right. Yeah, I'm getting in one speaker in my headphones. But
what?
I think that's my headphones, though.
Oh, really? I'm coming through mono.
Well, it's only in one of my speakers. I think one of my speakers doesn't work, actually, in my headphones. But sometimes it does, though. It's weird.
You know what they say? Just jiggle the wire. The old jiggle.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. These headphones, they last like a year and then they're shot. They're
okay.
They're like $100 each, you know?
It's, oh, that's too much. I had...
I do music, right? So I need good ones, you know?
Yeah, you should.
But, anyway.
You sound good. You can share your screen if you would like, as per usual.
Yeah, well, I don't have anything prepared, I guess.
That's all right. This is just a shoot the shit show.
Yeah. Yeah. You can show some images from the videos or something.
Oh, yeah. We'll run the videos.
Yeah. Or just, I don't like to hear my voice. You know, I don't like to hear my videos.
Well, I'll try not to play. I'll try not to play too much, Mr. E.
Turn off the audio, and then we could do like a new commentary on some of it or something.
That's fine. Whatever. Yeah, I'll turn off the audio. I get that. I don't like the sound of my voice either. I sound nasally. Nasal. Even my mother said you sound nasally today. I said I've been like this since the beginning. What do you mean I sound nasally today? I am nasally.
Too, like because when we talk, we. It sounds different. Like now, you know, I'm talking, it's okay. But then if I hear it back, it's just.
Yeah, we sound different.
One of those things.
That's because you're getting the echo through your cranial bone. A lot of bonage to go through.
It means we have gender identity disorder. That's what they say, actually. That's what the.
Hey, I check every morning. See what's going on. What am I today?
You never know, right? You got to double check. Yeah, you got to make sure.
I was watching Paul Lynde Zingers 1 and 2.
That comedian from like the 70s?
Yes, I love that guy.
I haven't seen that guy since the 70s probably.
Well, go to YouTube. Somebody compiled all his zingers from Hollyweird Squares.
Hollywood Squares, yeah, that's right.
He was the center square. And one of his zingers was about gender. I was going to clip it.
No way.
No, I should have clipped the damn thing.
What was he saying?
Oh, it was just something about... It was just something about... who determines the sex of a child? The male or female? And he said something to the effect, well, they can make their own mind up later or something like that.
Well, if you find it, send it to me.
It's gonna be so hard to find, but you know what, you should
I can find it. I'll try to find it.
Absolutely love Paul Lynde. I don't care if he was a closeted homosexual. I got nothing really against, you know, the sodomites for real, as long as they don't, you know, as long as they don't push it. Because he was a great guy, a tortured soul. He thought he was a great actor, but he never got a great acting role. That was his
He got the square. He got the center square. That was it.
But that was the biggest show on TV. So, you know, the people are never satisfied with what they've got, which is annoying. You know, just be happy with what the hell you got.
There's always someone more rich and more famous and, you know, that's the human nature though, right? That's human nature.
Yeah. Well, just be satisfied, damn it, with what the hell you've got.
He's got the center square, man.
That was a big deal. It was a big deal. All Lynde Zingers too. I think it was on the last one I watched. So it's 50 minutes.
Okay.
Damn. That's sad, so 70s. A man named Leopold Bloom, a literary classic.
Raise your knee as high as possible. Then grab the leg and pull it against your body. Now do it to the other leg. Mm-hmm. According to the LA Herald Examiner, what's that supposed to help?
Loneliness.
I can try to find it later on.
All right. I'm going to send... Oh, John Biner. He's from... He's still alive, John Biner. I love it. Okay, let's get going. It's 8. Oh, we're late already. Jesus. All right, sorry, audience. We're going to get going. Let's get the show going. That's my Paul's... That's my impression for anyone who cares. Here we go. Mr. E, I got that there. Mr. E in the title. Mr. E, oh, I didn't put it up here. Hold on. I knew I forgot to do something. D, Mr. E. Looks like we haven't lost our YouTube channel. That's great. And that's good. And we'll start. You know what? I didn't even start the recording on the audio, so... That pre-stream is... Oh, did I? Wait, hold on. Record status 1. Okay, I think I did start. Okay, good. I'm just talking to myself, people. And here we go. And where's the music? Hello. And I'm disorganized, but this should be it. Ready. Good evening, everybody. It's the Fakeologist Show. Monday, November the 13th, 2023. We are back. We took yesterday off because we had a big audio chat on the weekend. We had Saturday a couple hours. We had a 6-hour audio chat on Sunday. So I figured that's enough talking for one day. Who wants to listen to me talk even more? Now, I didn't do all the talking. There were many, many, many great guests on the Fakeologist audio chat on Sunday. Who was on there anyway? Let me just go back. We had 2 new voices. We had Francois from Belgique, Le Belgique. And then we had Yu from Paris, France. So we had a bunch of French fries call in, and they were really interesting. One of them said they knew somebody who knew someone at Bataclan, which, of course, isn't good enough for me. And I told this guy, go to the Clues Forum and look at the massive 500-post thread on the Bataclan. That was obviously no different than any other integrated capstone event, ice event. Just because it was in Paris, just because you're near it, doesn't mean it's real. And... you know, the French, I said to the guy, they might be really better at doing hoaxes and integrated capstone events and drills than even the British or Americans. So let's give the French credit. They've been colonizing and controlling their population for a long time. As a matter of fact, the reason that you came to the Fakeologist, just let me make sure I got the right guy. There was 2 French guys, so now they're starting to merge in my brain. It could have been Francois. It was either one of these 2 new callers. They got to the Fakeologist show because of Mr. E, which is, of course, why I like having Mr. E on regularly, because... I'm a super fan. I'm a patron of Mr. E. And I like he's just a more widely researched than just androgyny. And he likes the deception. He likes the biblical angle. He likes the language. He is a full deception investigator. He doesn't just say, well, this is a girl, this is a guy, this was... He brings in the whole package, and he's Mr. E is extremely hoax aware. He's probably a dyed-in-the-wool fakeologist as well. He definitely probably has all the credentials that we endorse over here. So he's the full Monty, as it were. So one of these 2 guys, I can't remember which one, if it was Francois. You're gonna have to listen to the 6 hours if you want to find out, but. He came to the Fakeologist by way of Mr. Mr. E. And I think Mr. E was because maybe Mr. E was talking about the president of France and his husband. We don't know which is which. And he's even now, now I think it's Francois from Belgium who was talking. Because Francois said his wife now is transvestigating thanks to Mr. E and all his research. So without further delay, let's just say hi to Mr. E. Mark, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good. So we get new, we get people to the Fakeologist show because of you, which is great. Because so that was pretty good. So this is he got his wife interested, and women are, they're resistant at first, but man, when they find out your research, I think they're pretty disgusted with what's happening. That it's an anti-women, anti-female agenda that you're exposing,
that's
isn't
true.
It?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's both sides. They're, you know, anti-male as well to a certain degree, and they're just kind of mocking humanity, trying to destroy us. Apparently, you know,
doing a damn good job. We're on
control and control us and hurt. You know, treat us like farm animals. I've had farmers say they treat their farm animals better than these people treat us.
Wonderful.
But
but we are on a farm.
But you know, they're masters of they understand human nature, though. I think they kind of use our own weaknesses against us. They're like lately these days I'm kind of looking at humanity as a whole, right? It's like the first stage is kind of like, oh, these people are deceiving us and they're evil and they're controlling us. But why are we so easily deceived? You know, what about us? What's wrong with us? Like, why do we believe their lies? Or not just us personally, but just humanity in general. You know, most people still believe in their lies. And
is that because we're so good-natured? We're such trusting souls.
I think it's based on idolatry. Not to get too heavy right off the bat, but it's like people
Hit us hard. Like
Fauci, for example. People have faith in Fauci. They believe him. He's their god, basically.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, who's your god? If whoever your god is, that's who you're going to believe, and that's who you're going to obey. You know, that's kind of what I've realized recently. You know, it's a maybe oversimplification, but it's like, you know, it's like Fauci's your god. You're going to just obey him and believe him. No matter what anyone, no matter what we say. Or Taylor Swift. They're going to believe Taylor Swift. They call them the Swifties, right? Taylor Swift is like a cult leader. You know, so you can't reach these people with facts and evidence and logical arguments. You just cannot reach them because they're fanatics. They're like fundamentalists. They're Fauci fundamentalists, you know? So I think they understand this, and that's why they give us all these idols and all this stuff, and then we believe them and people follow them. You know, it's a whole idolatry industry going on. And the government is, could be, you know, if you don't have a god in your life, you're going to, you know, everyone kind of has something they believe in, right? So, you know, it's going to be the government or Obama, whatever. I came, you know, one of my heroes, right? So, you know, I've always been an idolater myself, right? The rock stars and playing guitar and wanted to be like a rock star, this kind of stuff. So it's like, I was watching a video the other day by Gary Weinrib. You know who that is?
Hey, Geddy Lee. Yeah. I know that. Yes.
Yeah. Man, very disappointing. Rush is a great band, you know, and they seem like really good people, right? Nice people, but it's like
never let them.
You know, he's pushing the agendas, you know.
Is he really?
The Israel agenda and also the jab and the mask.
Oh, really?
People have a social responsibility, you know, all this stuff.
Oh,
they have a
no.
song called Free Will, right?
Yeah, I love
people
that song.
People are like, "Hey, Geddy, what about the Free Will song?" And he's like, "But we have a social responsibility to put on the ritual torture device and the inject poison in your body, apparently."
So, what interview was
and
that?
And support Israel.
I'm not going to watch that interview, but just where
it's disappointing.
Where did you find that? Where did you see that?
I just watched. It's just a new one. It just came out recently because he's got some he's writing books. He's got a TV show coming out.
Oh, really?
You know, he's got to play the game, right? You know, his drummer's dead, right? So he's got to.
I don't know about
reinvent
that.
Himself. You don't think the drummer died?
He was a health nut. He was a health nut. I think he...
Oh, Neil Peart?
He was a health... The guy used to bicycle across the country. Yeah. I mean, these kind of guys...
Do you think he faked... That's another fake death?
I really do because...
Oh, man.
You know why? Because I do think you do need a high degree of energy and muscle power to play the drums like he did. I think he I think he wanted to go out on top. Because, if you are still alive, there's sort of an obligation. Oh, can one more performance, you know, like The Who. Let's
final. At some point, his skills are going to diminish after 60. Because he was so, so good. And you need to be so physically, precise in the way you play drums.
And I think you're just going to get worse as you get older.
Oh, yeah. At some point, he was maxed out and declining.
Yes.
In fact, he even wrote a song. He wrote all the lyrics, you know. So there's a song.
Yes.
Like from the 80s about I think it was on Signals, wasn't it? About declining talented people and their decline, like a ballerina who can no longer dance and
on
the
Signals.
Bell tolls for thee, something like that. Remember that song? So it was on his mind, apparently. You know what I mean? So that's pretty interesting. Yeah, you just never know. Like, at some point they have to kind of.
Oh, losing it. Is it called losing it?
Yeah. You actually wrote a song about that very topic.
Isn't that interesting? Interesting. That might be a more recent song because it doesn't ring a ding dong in my head.
No, that's from the 80s because I stopped listening to them after the 90s. I couldn't name one song after the 90s, but I know all their 70s and 80s stuff, like in my head.
Sounds like it is from Signals, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of synth.
In fact, I stopped listening to them after Signals for the most part.
Oh, man. I don't know.
It became a little too nerdy for me, but Rush is great.
I probably know this song, but I'm going to put a link to it. I'm going to play it later.
It's a sad song. It's about like different types of talented people who are losing their talent because they're getting old or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
So your theory, it was like he wrote the lyrics himself. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was a brilliant lyricist. I'll just tell you quickly. My favorite album was probably the most pop, radio friendly album. That was Hold Your Fire, which I thought was fantastic.
Fire. Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. It was so good. Yeah. And then
they focused on the singing, on the vocals more than before. You know, they realized, oh, wait, people want to hear singing and vocals and melody, you know. So that was a vocal prominent album, which is probably the only time they really did that.
Interesting. You know more than I do about the technicality of this, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you credit.
You can tell, like, because before that, it was all about the drums and the instrumentals. You know, they're 10-minute songs of
right.
long instrumentals. Prog rock. Prague, yeah. And then they're like, hey, let's write 3 or 4 minute pop songs and try to get Getty to sound as good as possible singing.
Power Windows was before Hold Your Fire. That was incredible as well, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, they started to lose me a bit there because it got so nerdy.
Okay.
And I was trying to be cool.
They kind of
lost their heavy rock edge. They got more synth and more keyboards and stuff, you know. But I went to their concerts.
Yeah.
In the 80s, Moving Pictures was one of the first rock albums I ever got.
Interesting.
I was, 10 years old or something. In fact, I got that and I got the Rolling Stones, Some Girls, like on the same week. And it was like, whoa, it's great albums, you know. And
2112 was an amazing song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that album.
Oh my God, yeah. 1976. So yeah, you and I are sort of the same. After Hold Your Fire, Presto. No, they lost me right about here. Right here.
Lost it a bit there. Yeah,
right here. I was done.
Then you get in your 30s and stuff. And it's hard to get back into these bands that you listen to when you're young because you're in your 30s or 20s and 30s. You're getting busy with work and family and whatever, and you kind of look back and oh yeah, I was 13 when I listened to that and I should be an adult now, you know, that kind of stuff. And now, of course, we listen to it all again. Now
we appreciate it more than ever.
Yeah. But they've always had a very solid fan base and
mostly male. It's got to be 95% male.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you really want to associate with a female Rush fan. They're just too male-like in my mind. I actually
I don't know if I've ever met one.
I couldn't. I actually did a blind date to a Rush concert because I wanted to sit in the front row because I figured I'm not sitting in the back for these. I cracked open the wallet. I want to sit in the front row, and I didn't want to go with anyone that was a half-ass Rush fan. So I just asked around to my friend group. I said, "Do you know any hardcore female Rush fans? I'll pay for their ticket." Just because I don't, this if you're going to sit in the front row, you better be a super fan. That's my take. Because I was willing to pay for some. So I never saw the girl again, but who cares? But man, we were right in the spit zone though, right at the front row. You probably would agree. It's a totally different experience when you're in the front row.
It is. You feel like you're in a smaller club or something, like you're kind of there, like they're performing for you. And you're really the only people they can see. They can't see everyone else out there.
Because the lights. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. I felt he was.
They'll look at you.
They were singing to me the whole time. I swear.
Yeah. It's more enjoyable that way.
So what about Getty? Has he been transvestigated, or is that out of bounds? Out of bounds?
I'm more kind of leaning towards most of these guys are FTMs these days.
He's a damn castrato.
Something. I mean, it's so hard to prove and hard to tell. But something going on. You know, are they castrato or are they FTM? You know, and maybe some people can prove it. You know, you got to remember. For me, I like to focus on the bone structure, but I don't think bone structure works on FTMs. It's not the right method. So that's kind of what is throwing me off a bit. And I don't like to say things or make claims unless I can back it up, you know, with evidence. And you just don't have a lot of physical evidence to like say, this is it. This is the smoking gun.
I got
it. You know, we see a few things, you know, the high voice. And, you know, there's
voice is off the charts. That voice is off the charts high.
Yeah.
Nobody can.
And there's people who say all, you know, and they might be true. They might be right. All the rock stars might be FTM. Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, they might be. You know, I don't know, but I'm leaning more in that direction. Or at least most of them, right? The famous ones. And it's hard to tell because they kind of dress like women, right? So I always thought, well, they're male to female. They're all trannies, right? But they're male to female trannies because they're wearing makeup, they have long hair, and they're wearing female clothes. Like most of them, that's how they look. So they're male to female, but yet maybe they are female to male. So, you know.
Now we have a couple people on Fakeologists that say all the celebrities and all the politicians are inverted. And they get a lot of pushback.
They might be right. Well, they might be right, but it's just hard to prove.
They get mocked.
You're gonna get a lot more cognitive dissonance and a lot more pushback. So for me, I want to maintain some credibility.
So you don't say that.
Maybe for the topic itself.
So you don't say that.
I only say things if I can back it up with objective evidence.
Okay, so you're not one of those they're all men and they're all women.
It's not good to use the word all either. You know what I mean? Just even if it's true, you still probably just be conservative. Yeah. I I'm more conservative.
Yeah.
But I will say it's possible that most of them are.
Okay.
You know, keep an open mind, but I'm not going to, you know, it's hard. I can't prove that they are.
Now I got this video from Topo Chico. Thank you, Topo Chico. Topo Chico once sent me quite a lot of Bitcoin, and he told me don't get involved in the junk coins. so he said, I implore you to stick to Bitcoin and not the shit coins. And of course, FakoTube is sponsored by Epic Cash, which he probably would call a shit coin. But I have to admit, Bitcoin is still held value and it's going up where most of the other shit coins are going nowhere. So I'll give him credit. But he sent me this video. And I don't know if you can see this. And this is supposed to be the gold standard, is it not? The pelvis?
Yes.
This is just a little demonstration of the female pelvis. Female pelvis is shorter and wider than the male pelvis because this. Because it has to get a baby's head through it.
So that's the female pelvis. And the ball goes through it.
Yeah. And there's the male
pelvis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the pelvis is totally different. Yeah.
It's taller.
And that causes them to walk differently, right? People talk about the gait. And that's why, because of the pelvis. It's all bone structure for us to observe it, you know. And then, you know, the MTFs are pretty easy to spot, you know. The thing is, like, look around in the real world, you know, observe people around you. Go to Walmart or whatever, the shopping mall, and just observe the men and the women and look at the bone structure. And then, you know, so people, you know.
It's not hard to figure out.
Oh, and now I got you in both speakers. Nice.
Yay, we're back in stereo.
But
so I put that on FACO too. Is that the gold standard, the pelvis?
It is, yeah, according to the textbooks, right? And then you want to, I try to avoid confirmation bias. I think that's a problem in the whole truther community, confirmation bias. But remember at the time until I lost my job, I was teaching critical thinking as one of my classes.
Nice.
So I was trying to put that into practice, right? By, you know, and that makes you very conservative if you try to avoid logical fallacies and try to come up with decent arguments, then it's more about that. And, you know, but you can still use a logical fallacy and you might be right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I, you know, we have to be careful about jumping to conclusions and all that. But, you know, these days you might be right, even if you do jump to conclusions. But, you know, but the thing is, the people, you know, who are you talking to, right? Are you talking to a receptive audience or an unreceptive audience? Someone who is going to believe what you say and open-minded, or most people in the world are going to think we're crazy, right? So I'm always aware that someone's going to watch my videos who's just going to think I'm crazy right off the bat. So that's why I always try to put some evidence and all that stuff.
Now, the number one performer in the world, of course, is Taylor Swift.
It seems like it these days, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
5'11", man. 5'11". That's all I'm saying.
So if you just, and I'll put a link to Mr. E's BitChute channel. I'm on BitChute a lot now because of I got the email and comment notifications working. So when I make a comment, I get a notification that somebody read it or replied to it. So I'm back on BitChute. BitChute's working really, really well. So, And Odyssey might take a fall now that the SEC is after them because they have some coin that's... I sometimes think these guys set up these operations as honey traps.
Yeah. So who knows? Yeah.
You put hundreds of hours in uploading and then they take it down for some BS reason.
I mean, they control the mass. It's basically turning into some type of mass media.
Yeah.
And they have to control it, right? They want to control the narrative.
And BitChute is heavily censored in the EU. Not the site, but certain channels. So I interview a guy regularly named Fake Nukes Phil, who is a bit of a, German, booster, Hitler. I'm not going to call him a Hitler booster, but he's, and that gets his whole channel is not allowable in the EU, period.
They have those laws, right? You can't even question certain historical narratives in the
exactly.
EU. Yeah, that's a topic that's, you know, well, you're going to get shut down some time.
What you're doing, I guarantee, will slide into hate speech very shortly.
Well, I don't know. That's why they canceled me on YouTube originally. They called it hate speech.
Okay. Well, it's going to be codified.
I could adjust my message the way I talk. But you know what's interesting, though? I just realized this. Mm-hmm. So I did a video on like the Beatles and the Stones.
Yeah.
They both basically have new songs out. It's 2023. It's the Beatles and the Stones again.
Yes.
But it's like, don't these people ever die?
No.
Like, what's going on? It's the Beatles and the Stones again at the same time. New songs, new albums. It's like, what's going on?
Well, the 60-year-olds that I heard review the two songs, they played them on their normie show. I listened to them. They liked the Rolling Stoner one, and they thought the Beatles one was a bit of a downer, and I'm not going to play them.
It's not a good song, really. It's like they're trying to pull.
Uh-oh, Mr. E went, he's still there? Mr. E's signal went. Ooh, that sucks. Well, Mr. E.
I just came across this from 5 years ago.
Well, Mr. E is, I don't know what happened to him. His connection went for a dump. Even though it says full bars, I'll play a bit of his video. Mr. E, if you can hear me, just talk over it.
Go. One more admission.
There was a huge rumor at one point, a conspiracy theory, if you like, that Paul McCartney was dead and that you are not Paul McCartney. You're an imposter pretending to be Paul McCartney. How did this come about?
Found me out. For years, I've been able to fool people.
And once again, has admitted that he is not, in fact, Paul McCartney, but a replacement. He's done this many times before.
Is it him or a very good double?
Well, that was the idea. That was the other part of it, that there was a guy who looked like you taking your place.
No, well, this is him.
Now, this looks like somebody's aunt. In fact, there's a lady at church who looks a lot like this. It's a duper's delight kind of a thing. Their job seems to be to deceive us, and they just seem to love doing it. Now, the real problem is that people seem to love being deceived. These days, I'm actually would place the blame more on the deceived people than the deceivers, because there's more of them, and they're actually more dangerous. We are surrounded by people because of their idolatry. It makes them susceptible for deception, and they in fact want to be deceived. They prefer the lie over the truth. And these are the people that are being deceived to kill us, actually, according to the book of Revelation. And they're telling us that they're deceiving us, and they laugh about it, and people still don't care. Now, for some reason, Nirvana keeps popping up, and here's the bassist for Nirvana wearing a dress. Well, it's an apron, but it's a very feminine apron. It could be related to the Masonic apron, kind of an imitation Levite priest type of situation, but this is much more feminine, so it just makes you wonder what they're trying to tell.
I got Mr. E, you back? Mr. E, are you back? Mr. E is there. Here's good old Geddy Lee, Gary Weinrib on the screen. Mr. E, I can't read you if you're talking. Can you read me? I'll just send you a little private chat there in the restream window. If we can't connect on, you can hear me, but I can't hear you. Interesting. So, I don't know what to tell you. Might have to go to Skypey. Let me just play the rest of your video here. I can't hear you, though, if you're talking and your mic is open.
Tell us, maybe this is their true authentic self being revealed. Maybe this is their gender reveal party. It is kind of strange what he says here as he puts these round objects into a jar.
Canning is a lot like playing the bass guitar.
After you do a fine bass part, it's in the can.
Everything's an inside joke when you're in a secret society, because they know what they're talking about and we don't. Paul McCartney and Christ Novoselic have been spotted jamming together quite a few times. And as we know, Christ Novoselic is currently in a band with a bunch of transvestites.
Somebody even said that they got a lot of balls.
Just the other day, Dave Grohl did a bit of cross-dressing on Saturday Night Live. And this is the image they played on TV right before they went on. These are legends, men of renown, worshipped by the idolatrous masses. And they push in the agendas. I was just talking to someone the other day, said he brought his daughter to a Taylor Swift concert. And I did kind of slip in the fact that Taylor Swift is 5'11". Didn't quite have the heart to break the news to him. And I don't really know the guy that well. He probably would have thought I was crazy if I told him the true nature of that particular entity. But he did say that there was a lot of LGBTQ propaganda at the concert itself.
But seriously, there's people on the internet are very passionate about this, and there's been clues. Like, is it Sgt. Pepper? You play it backwards.
How long had the band been together? How old was the band when you came to this country to do this show?
How old was the band? I don't know, 8, 9 years old or something. I don't count, man. People know my history much better than I do.
The problem is that we are idolaters. They take advantage of that. Is not to be idolaters.
Hello. Hey, we're
creator,
back.
Not the creature.
I think the restream software went for a dump.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It says it's lost connection. So not only are you not connected, I ain't connected to FacoTube. So everything is gone for dump. However, that's only our secondary broadcast. We're still recording and we're still streaming to the fantastic audio. So there's no worry. We didn't lose much. Just the video's going for a crapper. So it's one of the benefits of having your own backup system. So all you guys listening in, Sweden, Colorado, Ontario, and another, so all you guys are getting it, but unfortunately, the video has gone for a dump.
So we don't have a video anymore.
No. Can you speak up just a touch?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
Turn it up.
There you are.
I think your audio went down a bit as well on my end.
Yeah, it looks like it keeps trying to start up the restream there, but I'm not going to worry about it. I'll just keep going on and on, and I don't really care too much about the video. It's mainly audio, but there's still, I don't know what's happening. Anyway, I was just playing your Paul McCartney video, which is really good, another one of your zingers here, and I see Gary Weinrib there in the video. Maybe that's what you were talking about.
Well, really, it's really, because I did some videos on Nirvana recently, mm-hmm. and they certainly talk about androgyny a lot, you know, like regardless of whatever you think these people are, they talk about androgyny all the time. Kurt Cobain wore a dress like all the time, and the Foo Fighters guy. They're all cross-dressing all the time. Mick Jagger, and then Nirvana, the bass player for Nirvana played with Paul McCartney, even though they're both bass players, like what's going on there, you know, so they're just trying to kind of pass the torch. And the bass player for Nirvana has a new band with a couple of transvestites who are the singers, you know, and this is, people from, it's Nirvana, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, guys from that from those bands are now in a new band with a transvestite singer, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. all our heroes are kind of in this androgyny cult. So that's kind of the point, I guess. And, it's kind of strange.
I was going to see. I guess there's no point in sharing my screen if I can't record the video because the video is not recording. So this will just be an audio only today. It's okay. Just imagine what the screen looks like. We're just playing some of Mr. E's videos from the Apocalypse Watchmen channel on BitChute. I'll put a link to that. And sorry about that video, people. That's the way the cookie crumbles. You know, all this software, I can't really blame one particular software because Restream is probably the problem tonight. Not FakoTube, but I connect to FakoTube via Restream. So I have a lot of steps here that I get going. I know everyone hates when I talk technicality, so you're just going to have to deal with it. I think, but I'm not sure if we're connected, but I can't really tell. Jacquois says, ask Mr. E if he knows about the Trivium.
No, I don't know about that. What is that?
Well, the Trivium is, I'll just tell you what it is. I'll tell you what Wikipedia says it is. But basically, it's a form of learning. It's what all the elites, it's how all the elites learn. And there's the Trivium and the Quadrivium. And let's just see. Of course, I type in Trivium and Wikipedia brings up a band. That's not what we're talking about here. Just let me type it in again. Trivium. The Trivium School. Come on. Maybe it's called the Trivium. The Trivium. But it's a form of learning. It's Trivium is three. And it stands for three types of learning. One is, here it is. The Trivium. Okay, sorry. The Trivium is the lower division of the seven liberal arts and comprises grammar, logic, and rhetoric. So these are the things that the elite learn. And that's what keeps a lot of the top politicians and that's what keeps them apart. We don't get to learn the liberal arts.
Well, we do. I mean, I went to a liberal arts college.
Okay.
There.
Did that even come
liberal
up?
Arts, liberal arts college. That they're all over the place. That's what everyone does these days.
Right? So there's seven liberal arts.
It's the seven sacred sciences. That's what Gary Wayne talks about, the seven sacred sciences. But okay. they teach us. They teach us these things as well, but maybe we just don't master them. You know, they call them the seven, like they were originally kind of like the secret, you know, going back to the ancient world, you know, the
yes.
seven sacred sciences. Yeah, I know about the seven sacred sciences and okay. what Gary Wayne says about it in his book. But they kind of, you know, they teach a form of that. I mean, that's rhetoric, right? You learn how to read and write and do math and all this stuff. And,
right.
But they're, you know, the thing, you look at the guy, Andrew Daniels, his name, the guy from Melbourne, Victoria, the tyrant. He was a master of, because he was just doing this tyrannical stuff.
Are you talking about the premier of Victoria? Dan, what's his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Andrews, yeah.
Oh,
but
Dan Andrews,
right.
He
would always be very polite. He would always be very polite. You know what I mean? Like, he never lost his temper. He was always like, and well, he would always like.
I think he lost his temper a few times, but how could he not?
Yeah, but he would always kind of give a compliment to his adversaries. You know, he was always very kind of like there's a certain way, and you notice that there's a certain, they're very skilled at rhetoric because that's their main job, right? Is, you know, so he was a good example of a guy who would keep his composure, you know, most of the time.
I think he was a Jesuit.
Compliment.
He was educated at Morris Brothers Galen Catholic College.
Yeah, but that's like a Masonic thing, right? They care a lot about appearance. Mm-hmm. And being kind of respectable and having this appearance of being a gentleman or a good guy, you know, because right. they're, you know, they want to be the good guys.
But he's a tyrant.
But they're really tyrants. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're, so it's probably goes back. Maybe that's kind of what he's getting at here. But yeah, they definitely learn. And I mean, they learn how to be the elite, right? They learn that we're the farm animals, we're the slaves, and they're the masters. And how to control the slaves.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. How to maintain power and influence.
Yeah, for sure.
How to get wealthy off other people's labor, you know. So, yeah, they have a different worldview than most of us, you know, I suppose.
Absolutely.
You know, taught how to rule the world. Well, look at your tyrant there.
Trudeau,
yeah. I mean, his father was a prime minister. His mother's side of the family was the famous Masonic family.
Money, yeah, that came from money. The Sinclairs.
The Sinclairs. They built that that famous Masonic temple in Scotland.
Is that right? Okay, yeah.
In the UK. I forget the name of it. It's a famous one. Or it might be even be a... It might even be a Catholic thing or something. I forget what it is exactly. But it's, but it was his family that built that, and so yeah, they, you know, like, you know, it's like a little kings, right? Little prince growing up, learning how to become king someday.
Exactly. You know?
So
let's see if the video's going. Is the video going? No, it's still dead. Sorry, guys, if you're trying to get through. Oh well, that's too bad. Hopefully, you guys that are listening in are smart enough to come over to the audio stream. I don't really promote the audio stream enough because everyone's so addicted to YouTube. But yeah, if you're listening to this later on, what happens sometime, this is the first time in a long time the stream's gone down. So you just come over to the audio stream at fake11.com/stream1. And if that goes down, well, we're still recording. So you can get the recording there. So sorry about that, everybody. What a bummer. But we're still going to keep going with Mr. E there and go through some of his stuff whenever technical.
Yeah, I've kind of been focused on the musicians lately, I think, because I've been playing some music more lately myself.
Yeah.
And not really in my videos. But I actually just sang a song yesterday that I'll put it out later this week.
Okay.
And another video I'm working on. And it really hit me the other day recently. I've kind of, you know, people kind of know this, but I realized they don't write their songs, actually.
Right.
And they're channeled. And, you know, they hear their songs. Just like, you know, and this has happened to me, so I know this is a real thing.
where you, I don't know if it happens to you or to normal people, but it's, you actually hear a song, but it's just in your head. It's not, you know, it's like it's playing on the radio, a song you never heard,
right?
But it's just in your head only, right? And then you hear the song, it's like a fully finished song with lyrics, melody, hooks, a good song. That's a better song than you could ever write yourself. And so how they make these songs is they hear a song and then they learn how to play it. You know, they have to capture that. They have to like learn how to play the song they're hearing there in their head. It just comes to them. These songs just come to them. And it's happened to me, right? So, and then probably the worst songs they have are probably ones they made themselves because they're average. But so that's my next video will be about that. And they say it in their own words. I have like, I don't know, 5 or 10 different musicians who basically say what I just said. They say, yeah, we don't write our songs. They come out of nowhere. And so the question is,
well, they're given
who
to
writes
them.
The song?
Yeah, they're given.
No, they don't have songwriting. No, I'm saying they come from out of nowhere.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they don't even have like a staff writer who gives them the songs unless he's the one channeling this stuff. They come out of nowhere because I know this has happened to me. This mm-hmm. is a real thing. That's okay. The thing. It's about, see, ultimately, like, worldview comes into focus, right? So my worldview, I do include the supernatural because I've experienced it.
Okay.
Someone who has not experienced that will not believe in the supernatural. That's just how it works, right?
I sure haven't experienced it. Where can I go to get
it? Yeah, you won't believe in it.
No,
you won't.
I don't even believe in hypnotism either. I know we're supposed to be hypnotized. So you believe in that, I guess, too?
Not really.
No.
Not really.
Well, not everyone can be hypnotized. I know. I don't think I can because don't you have to believe in it?
Yeah.
And by the way, can you see my screen?
You have to invite it in. You have to invite it in. Yeah.
I'm sharing my screen on Skype right now.
See it. I see Mick Jagger's big old mouth there.
Yeah.
You know, the Rolling Stones logo, by the way. It's in the video, but, you know, I didn't say it out loud. That, you know, the tongue and the tongue logo they have?
Absolutely. I'm going to.
Can you find? Oh, look at that. Big old mouth. There.
Yeah, I'm gonna find it. It's right at the end.
It's in the middle.
It's in the middle.
I put it a couple times in the video.
I'll find it.
There's one where there's some text on the bottom.
Okay.
And see, I don't really explain everything these days, but I think it's not moving at all. Actually.
No, I'm trying to get my vid.
That's a bit shoot for you.
It might be bit shoot. It might be my site is or my.
I wonder
if my end has gone for a dump. My internet.
Your whole internet. Maybe they shut you down. They knew good old Mr. E was coming.
Oh, absolutely. Don't even doubt it for a minute. Mr. E is extremely famous here.
I could have retitled this because really my conclusion or my theory, a theory or a hypothesis is that all these celebrities are demonically possessed.
Yeah.
Like these are the ideas I'm getting lately. You know what I mean? And yeah, you can't prove something like that, but this is one piece of the argument is that, but if you see your internet's not working there, but if you go to the logo, you know, the logo, the Rolling Stones, the mouth and the tongue,
it is working now. I just refreshed.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. Ooh, I got it.
But keep going a little further. Cause there's text on the bottom. We can read at the second one. I put it again later on.
Oh, like you have okay.
Like a minute later or something.
I'll find it.
There's the demon going into the.
See, this is what I mean about Mr. E. Mr. E makes some really good videos, and
yeah,
he's
there's
not,
the like why is Miley Cyrus doing that?
Isn't that a form of disrespect? Isn't that what it? Oh, I always thought that's what it was.
I'll show you what it go if you go to the you find the image.
I'm gonna find it.
See, we can kind of imagine Kiss, right? Gene Simmons.
Oh,
Kiss was
God.
The first band I ever got into. So, like, a lot of this is personal to me. Like,
he's supposed to have
Kiss.
The world's longest
five years
tongue.
Old. I was really into Kiss when I was 5.
And there's he does Jim the Carrey.
there's Megan Fox. That's, you know, one of the top trannies of all time. Transformer.
Vampire.
And that's the new Rolling Stones music video, and they're doing it there.
Is this
right?
It here?
There's some girls. No, a little further.
Okay. Look at
there's Mick Jagger and drag. What's going on there?
We're looking at the videos. This is where video would have been good tonight, guys. Mr. E.
Oh, the audience can't see it. They can't see
No, the audience can't see it. So we're going to describe it. We're just going through Mr. E's video, the opening of the mouth ritual. That's your latest video?
There it is. There it is. Okay, a little further. A little further.
Okay. We're going to just try and creep ahead here.
There it is. Okay, stop there.
Okay, I'm
stopped. Now, notice this is a logo, right? And logos means word. So, but they also, it's called a logo, right?
Yeah.
But look at what it says on the bottom there.
I'm gonna make this.
Oh, today. We just missed it.
I didn't do anything. I'm just saving this for tonight's screenshot.
Oh, okay, yeah. Look at what it says there on the bottom. So the guy who designed the logo explains what it means, right?
Okay.
So we could try to imagine and just come up with we could make up stuff to what does this mean? But here's what it means. He says what it means. He wanted the logo to resemble the Hindu goddess Kali.
Okay.
So it's based on a Hindu goddess Kali.
Is that in Kali Yuga? No, Kali Yuga? No. That's something else.
No, it's just Kali. And you can look that up and you'll find images of the goddess Kali sticking the tongue out. So, in the Rolling Stones fans, like, they're not interested in Hindu goddesses, but yet somehow the Rolling Stones want them to be. You know what I mean? They want them to,
I should ask my friend about this.
Worship a goddess.
Because
there's Kali right there.
My friend, we have a huge Hindu population in Toronto. That's our number one.
They know who Kali is.
And my friend is quite big in his temple. And he's a sort of an elder, I guess. He's really getting into his religion as he gets older. And yesterday was Diwali. That's their number one festival.
Yeah.
So that's big. So it's funny that you're bringing all this up now.
See, I didn't explain all this in the video, but...
Well, tell us
now.
So
it's a mother goddess. It's a mother goddess figure, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it'll say in this article here, but in India, the mother goddess had transvestite priests. Or followers, you know what I mean? That's what you find in India. Even today,
Brahmin
they still
priests?
Are there.
No.
No, transvestite priests.
Okay.
In India, the Hijra. And if you talk to someone who's lived in India, they've seen the Hijra. They're trannies. They walk around blessing
Hijra?
And cursing babies. Hijra. Yeah, pull that up like in another tab.
Yeah, it didn't come up. It's not in this article. I just typed Hijra just to see.
But the mother, it's always a pattern. Mother goddess mm-hmm. and transvestite followers. So, and then you got the Stones cross-dressing all the time. And now, and their logo is based on the mother goddess, which is mm-hmm. like Mother Mary or, whatever, Gaia. There's always a mother goddess, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But basically this whole Hindu stuff, they're nice people, right? The people are nice. The people are born in India. Of course, they're going to be Hindu or whatever. But ultimately, these are the fallen angels created all this Hindu gods. Or, I live in a place where there's statues of these Hindu gods all over the place. So people
right.
burn incense to them and offer food to them and all this stuff. I see them like every
day. You're in Thailand, right?
Yeah, and they have the Hindu god statues everywhere you go. It's kind of merged with Buddhism to a certain
degree. That's what I was going to ask.
Even Buddha, I can't really say this too much, but the Buddha is an androgynous figure as well. He's got the mother, he's got the breasts, the female breasts, and a lot of times there's one breast uncovered. That's a sign of androgyny as well.
Is Buddha an offshoot or of Hinduism in any way?
Buddha comes from India.
Okay.
Kind of started his own thing. It basically is, yeah. But at the popular level, the people just combine it all because they just want to believe in all these gods and stuff and get good luck,
Well, anyway, getting back to my friend, he just organized a big goddess burning. And they rented a crane. They got the goddess was, I believe, built in India. I think they assembled it here out of crates and containers. And then they light it on fire. And when it's on fire, it actually reminded me of just a giant burning cross at a KKK rally. Now, so that's because the arms...
Why do they burn a goddess?
Yeah, that's what it is. I honestly can't...
Sacrifice.
Yeah.
An offering. The
Something
Jews
like
had
that.
A thing called the burnt offering.
Yeah,
back in the old days. You know?
So this is a big damn hairy deal for these guys. These guys go bananas about this.
Here's the question: is why do the Rolling Stones? Why is their logo based on this Hindu goddess? Right? They're from the UK. They're not Hindus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, what I think is going on, so in the West, we don't really have statues of gods and goddesses all over the place, in the, except for like Washington, D.C., they have them. They have an obelisk in front of the White House, right? The Egyptian religious thing. Mm-hmm. And but the celebrities are the idols. The celebrities are the statues.
Right.
And a statue is an image, an icon, an idol, but they can be people too. Human beings are actually idols and images.
Well, that's what they're looking for. And Trump, Trump is the ultimate one, isn't he?
Well, but so is Taylor Swift or Mick Jagger or Jimi Hendrix, right? For me, it was Jimmy Page, the big one. It's like these are, or Slash, you know, these are.
Why is
so
that?
In the West, we need to worship something in the creation. We are idolaters. I'm not saying you are, but human beings, generally speaking, are geared to worship something else, you know, something in the world besides the creator. So we worship these idols, the statues, right? And then this video is about how in Egypt they would do this opening of the mouth ceremony, and they believed that a spirit inhabited the stone statue, but they also would do it to people. The demon would have, or the spirit would inhabit the people, like a king. And so what I'm saying is that celebrities are the modern day idols. We don't have statues in the West, but we have celebrities. These are the idols. These are the goddesses and the gods, you know, so that we worship, because we're idolaters. We need to worship something. That's kind of what I'm getting at here.
Do humans need
idols? Which nobody
idols?
Wants to hear about. I think so. Human nature.
We need it.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. I mean, history would appear to show that, or even modern day culture. People need Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
People need Jimi Hendrix or Eddie Van Halen.
Humans are basically followers, aren't they?
Look at the comments in any of these celebrity videos. Like Eddie Van Halen's like, Eddie Van Halen was a god.
Oh yeah.
He's the greatest ever. You know, everyone, they're all the greatest ever. They're all gods. They call them rock gods.
And they always let us down, don't they, in the end?
Yeah. Well, they say never meet your idols, right? You know. And I've mentioned before, you know, I met a certain. I don't even want to say his name so much because it's kind of bigger than that, right? It's bigger than that. It's about you know, I think this goes to the core of human nature, of our idolatry. Yeah, like you're saying, we're like sheep, right? And we need a follower.
We want to be told what to do. Yeah.
We want to believe in somebody or something and follow somebody or something and. That's what they do. Now it's RFK, right? Oh, RFK. RFK is going to save us. He's an anti-vaxxer. He's going to save us.
Yeah. But he's for vaccines, though. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
He has said that recently.
Yeah.
They keep trying to wife.
They
keep pigeonholing him on the question. He said, I'm not anti-vax. Okay.
And there's, you know, Taylor Swift over there. Not my comments, but the comments of like a YouTube video about like a Paul McCartney video on YouTube. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. The comments on my video, it's not what I'm talking about. But look at the photo of Taylor Swift right there.
Right here, the era of idolatry.
Yeah. The one shoulder is uncovered, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good video.
That is something. Someone showed me about the Freemasons say that if you uncover one breast, it shows that you're not a woman. And so when they uncover the shoulder and the arm like this, that's a symbol that symbolizes the uncovering of the one breast, saying that they're not a woman.
They should show
their breasts. It's an androgyny. And this goes back to the Indian goddesses as well. They always have one half their clothing is male, half is female, and then it's also got the serpent imagery there as well.
We should crowdfund for Mr. E to go to a Taylor Swift concert because let's face it, they're probably about $1 million a seat now to go there.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to someone the other day who went to one, like a guy with his daughter. His daughter like begged him to take her there, so he was like, okay, so. You know, and I didn't, he didn't know, like, you know, I didn't have the heart to tell him. And it was, you know, to
yeah, talk don't about ruin this, it this for thing. Him. Don't ruin yeah,
well,
it for him.
Well, there's that, but then there's also, he's not going to believe me. It's just going to be like, you know, it's just going to come across as something kind of strange. You know, to unveil these deceptions, there's a certain time and place that seem to work better than others. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it can backfire on you. You know, that's what I'm saying. So I just made a judgment call and thought, well, it's not the time and place right now to reveal this to the guy. You know what I mean? And then he's going to be horrified. Like, what have I done? I took my daughter to this evil concert. You know, it's like, so.
She won't know. She won't know, and it won't matter.
She wouldn't believe it. She wouldn't believe it, right? She wouldn't believe it because Taylor Swift is a goddess in her mind, in the daughter's mind, right? The fans. And they don't know Taylor Swift is 5'11". And
unusual for any woman, yeah. It's certainly not the average height of a woman worldwide.
And Axl Rose. I mean, Axl Rose, if you look at him in the 80s when he was younger, it's just like, well, he looks like a man, right? Skinny, bony. Looks like male bones, narrow pelvis. But the FTMs, like, throw the bone structure out the window. That's the problem. He's got the pretty little face there. And wearing a shirt saying he's a woman. That's what that means, right?
I got to admit,
nobody knows I'm a woman.
You and I are from the same era. And I got into music before MTV. So to be honest, I didn't know what half the people looked like that were on the radio. And I didn't even care. I was into the music.
Yeah, so. We didn't know. We had no idea.
And I didn't go to a lot of concerts either. And
yeah.
So we met all our, we learned about all our music through the radio. So we didn't see, for the most part, what these people look like ever.
Yeah, until MTV. And then MTV came along. They're all androgynous looking.
Yeah.
That was the hair band era where they're wearing makeup. Remember, I think it was 1985. Mm-hmm. I was like really into Motley Crue, like the first two albums.
Sure.
First two albums before they started cross-dressing.
Yeah.
But then the third album called Theater of Pain, they were wearing makeup and female clothing. And then I was like, and my friends too were like, what is going on? And then Poison came out and Cinderella. It's like, okay, the music is kind of okay, but it's like this is pretty gay, you know? Like they're pushing the envelope, like kind of roped us in at first. They're playing like masculine sounding hard rock, you know, and then all of a sudden they're dressing up like a bunch of trannies. It's like, whoa, what's going on? It's like a bait and switch, you know? So, but yeah, Guns, they started out with wearing makeup and stuff there at first, and then they kind of stripped it off a bit later on. But, you know, who knows, man? I mean, that with hormones, right? Hormones. They, you know, an FTM goes through male puberty. They don't go through female puberty.
Well, they're on the T, right? Testosterone.
The T. And the T is just does more than we can imagine. And that's why a lot of them, like Eminem, probably FTM, right? That's why they get these huge muscles, because they don't, a musician doesn't need to have big muscle. There's no, and they're not, you know, they're musicians, right? Why would you have big muscles? But you see all these muscular people all over. Because they're doing the T, and they got to keep it going, you know. There's no reason for Eminem to be a bodybuilder.
Did you do Eminem? Because I never.
He pops up now and then, and his, you know, his wife and daughter, they're all, you know, they're all inverted, right? So
That's another. I know what Eminem looks like, but I've never looked into his.
Looks like an alien.
He does look really strange, and he was super promoted, and.
He was like the new Elvis.
Yeah, that I like the one album. Well, what is it? Welcome to the whatever show. Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't into it at all at the beginning, and so I'm not quite sure why I kept playing that one album over and over.
Even the black dudes like Eminem, like he's their favorite rapper. He's another Elvis, right? It's a white guy playing black music.
They took him under his wing for sure.
A white FTM playing black music.
Yeah,
like Elvis, right? Elvis is a god, right? They're all gods.
Let me do a quick search. Did you do Eminem specifically?
I don't know. I probably have at some point.
Eminem.
But he's another idol, right? He's another influencer, right? And the music, you know, they're talented people, so I'm not criticizing the talent of
absolutely
the music, but that's how they rope us in, though, right? And I don't think I have a specific Eminem. I maybe somewhere sometime, but
I'll just type FTM.
We'll just pull up a photo of him. You know what I mean? There's one. Why is Eminem still clinging to his ugly FTM beard?
So that speaks to what you're saying for sure.
Yeah, no, a lot of people believe Eminem for sure is FTN. He's more obvious than most for me.
He's a very femme-looking dude. When he's thin, he's hot, especially with that delicious skinny face, muscled arm, pot-bellied white trash combination.
Oh, look at that. He still has gorgeous full lips. The lips are different on a man and a woman, too, you know. But
we'll bring him up. We'll bring him up. I'm not really in the looking at this guy, but we'll bring him up.
No. But the feminine, you know, the feminine face, it's kind of hard to like say, oh, look at, he has a feminine looking face, therefore he's FTM. But there is something to it, though. You know what I mean? It's an indicator.
I would agree.
They look like Frodo, when they look like Frodo,
that's I'm going to agree with that. Sign. Yeah, I'm
going to. There's a feminine quality there, right?
Now that you've put that bias on, now I can't stop seeing it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
There is no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and this guy's like
got a pretty nice beard,
like
though, if that's real.
Well, it's the tea. Yeah, they grow beards. But they can also kind of, you know, they can enhance it or something. But now he always wears this hoodie thing and a hat. You can barely see his face anymore. He looks like an alien or something weird. Like, these people are weird, man. These people are, I think they're completely demonically possessed.
Well, that's why, integration. That's why I guess this whole idea of this reptilian leadership comes up. And a lot of people think it's just code for Jew bashing, but there's way more to it, isn't there? Maybe this is the part they like that people equate that with the Jews, but really it's because it deflects from. It's too bad people can't see the video tonight, and I guess Restream is under crash because I'm on tech support with Restream right now, and it's too bad. I could start up my OBS, but we've already gone almost an hour.
A lot of them look like Frodo, you know. That's the thing. It's like, why do they all kind of look the same, and they look like a little hobbit, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I agree. There's something alien about it, for sure.
Yeah.
There's
alien.
No doubt.
And alien, you know, I mean, you could almost say they're aliens who, like, control the world or something, you know. They're demons are aliens. It's the same thing. Fallen angels are aliens.
Very feminine there. Very feminine.
And in the ancient world, every culture had a story of fallen angels coming and mating with humans, creating hybrids. Even the Bible says that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, whoa. Yeah, there's something kind of strange. Oh, and then you think, like, do I know anyone who looks like that? It's like, no, you don't.
Exactly. And to finish with Eminem, he was also pushing the vax, saying, if you don't take the coffin, you'll be in a coffin. Or your coffin, whatever that.
Oh, wow. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
I tend to stop listening to these idiots because I am into these guys for their music, but you're saying that most of
these
people,
they rope you in. Yeah.
Exactly. So these are fully fledged culture creators. They are to guide you.
Yeah.
To tell you what to
Hearts
do.
Hearts and minds.
Hearts and minds.
It's fourth generational warfare, right? That's what
is that fourth or fifth?
Hearts and minds. Or fifth, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. That is the point of the military, by the way. The military and intelligence agencies, they work for the oligarchs to shape society. And they're at war with you, pure and simple.
And man, have you ever watched that movie? Go for it if you want.
No.
I was just kind of slight change of subject, but not really related. I just watched that movie again called Invasion of the Body Snatchers. You ever watched that one?
Is that from the 50s?
Well, they remade it in the 70s, and then they remade it again. They keep remaking it.
Because
this is from the 70s with Donald Sutherland.
1978, yeah.
It's actually at the end of my little video I just made, that one there. That
all right.
Great movie. I just watched it again after I made this video. I was like, I should watch, because I wanted to look for a couple other clues, and it was there. But basically what this movie's about, I'll make a video on this maybe.
Okay.
But, it's about, you know, like these parasites come to Earth, alien parasites, and then they change the people. They basically inhabit the people, and the people are changed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even a vaccine in the movie. Or they inject, not a vaccine, but they inject people. There's a syringe shot in the movie.
Right.
But then they set up like a pharma lab to mass produce these alien bacteria to spread out to the population. That's what I never noticed that part of it before. They're bringing these parasites to a lab or to a facility to manufacture them and to mass produce them and to distribute these things. You know what I mean?
I'm just looking at the trailer here. It's pretty creepy.
And it changes the DNA.
Great movie.
That's a classic. A well-made movie, I will say. A good.
So you recommend our buddy Jeff Goldblum is
highly recommended. Highly recommended movie for like a truth reveal kind of movie. Yeah.
Really? What about is that Leonard Nimoy in it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And how many movies does that guy do outside of Star Trek? Like none.
Right? Yeah. Wow.
But he thought, he's like, yeah, I want to be part of this movie.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, he was big. Star Trek. He was huge in the 70s, was he not?
Did he do other movies?
Well, he was used for the propaganda piece about climate change, global warming, global freezing. He was standing in a Buffalo snowstorm, and Buffalo always gets whacked because it's at the lee of the lake. So he was using that to sell the idea that we're going into an ice age. Of course, they switched that. That was a big one. Do you remember that? That was a public piece he did.
I do not remember that.
Oh, that was a good one.
I remember In Search Of. He had that show. But there's so many patterns of these movies, like Jurassic Park, changing the DNA, you know, and there's...
Well, the alternative media pushes that. And I don't even think DNA exists.
Well, yeah, I know that. Yeah. Well, I call it bioengineering.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The biology exists, right? Something or biological materials, you know. That's the thing. Like, we barely even know, like, what we are or who we are, where we are, where we come from. You know what I mean? The average person, like, really has no idea what life is, why they're here. But Fauci knows.
I was afraid of being stuck in the car all night long. With the cold and the wind, running out of gas, and then what? I think that if we had to go through...
That's Buffalo.
...real bad
ice age,
just like we just went through, I think we'd have to...
Now, Buffalo, if anyone knows about the Great Lakes, in the winter, if they don't freeze over, and they don't usually freeze over because it's not cold enough, when the cold wind blows over the warm lake, because obviously the lake water is above freezing... It picks up all the moisture, and then when it hits the land at the lee of the lake, at the east end of the lake, it dumps the snow. And guess where Buffalo is? At the lee end of Lake Erie. And when it gets hammered, it gets hammered. And every now and then, the wind gets stuck in a certain pattern flying over the lake, and it turns into a snow machine. And if anyone knows how snow is made, that's... Go sit in Buffalo. And it happens once every few years, just the right conditions. And then all the poor people that live in the crappy houses in Buffalo, they have a hard time because the snow literally blows into their cracks and crevices in their house, and the snow starts to come in, and it's damn cold. So there you go. So Leonard Nimoy did this climate alarmist video back in the day.
They always need a crisis. I mean, you can see it clearly these days. They always need there's always a crisis. And then that crisis also divides people. Like even now, the Israel thing, right?
Sure.
So it's pro-Israel or you're pro-Hamas. And then they will get us all fighting about that now, you know?
Yes.
And it kind of drives, this Israel thing drives me crazy, you know, because all the most, not all, but they're not, you know, a lot of Christians are like, oh, you know, they're pro-Israel, man.
The Zionists.
They really shouldn't be. Yeah, they're not supposed to be. It's
the
not
Zionist Christians.
It's a heresy. It's actually a heresy.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
Zionist
Yeah, the Christian Zionists are
they're
like...
The, and it's the deceived. Biggest group.
They're deceived. It is. It is. And that started like 200 years ago in major propaganda. And they're really impossible to talk to because they just don't want to listen. They don't want to change their mind.
Are you familiar with the Scofield Bible?
Yeah.
That's
where it started.
Yeah. And that must be the most believed Bible in the United States, I'm guessing, that version.
Well, not now. It was. Nobody has it now. But in the 1800s. Yeah. And they're in the 1900s as well.
But didn't that sow the seeds?
1500 years, that planted the seed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For sure, yeah, and it's still being passed down. And see, people think they just think that's part of the truth, right? That's what it is, and it's a very integrated system of theology that It's like built on a house of cards. So if you take one card out, the whole thing falls down. That's why they won't even listen to what you have to say, because they think they got it all figured out.
Yeah.
And if you just point it out to them that, hey, no, this is not what the Bible says, they just get angry and start calling you names. Ad hominem attack.
Do you remember right? That's this? What they do. Do you remember this album? Supertramp, Crisis, What Crisis? Whenever someone says Crisis, What Crisis? Or Venting a Crisis, I always think of that album. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. What songs are on that one?
I'm looking it up now.
I remember that. Well, that was before my time.
They're one of my favorite bands ever. Easy Does It, Sister Moonshine. No,
this is before they had their hits.
Well, their big come out album was Breakfast in America, but this is
Paris. Yeah, I like the one they had, that song called School. Remember that one?
Yes, that was on Crime of the Century.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good album.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. It's probably their best album ever. I played that.
That's
so
kind of
times.
About the dystopian society a bit, right? And School is like an indoctrination camp.
Absolutely. It is such a great. I've played that album so many times. This one, Crisis, What Crisis? It may have been just before Crime of the Century, but let me just look
75.
It up. No, it's just after. Just after.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Crime of the Century was just 70s.
This is classic.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 70s had some great music.
Oh, this band. This is one of the only bands.
Dreamer.
That never reunited and with the two principals that should have.
Yeah.
Like, if there's any band that should have reunited, and now they're too old. It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
I think it's sometimes better that way, but yeah.
Look at the songs. If you go to the top of the song list there.
Yeah, School.
Go up a little bit more to side one.
Okay.
There, right. School, Bloody Well Right, huge hit.
Hide in Your Shell, unbelievable.
Dreamer, and Asylum.
Oh, that's such a good song.
Remember that one?
I know them all. I love them all. This album I've played over and over again. I know every damn song. And I have to say, if I had to choose between the two of them, Rick Davies is probably my favorite by a bit. He's just, he's unbelievable.
Did he also sing? Did he sing in the
band? Oh, yeah. It was literally.
I don't know the band.
I
know Roger Hodgson.
No, it was his band. He brought in Roger Hodgson. And then Roger, in a way, kind of started to take over because he very female voice, and you know, since we're talking about FDM,
he's up there on the list for sure.
Oh yeah,
kind of reminds me of REO Speedwagon a bit in terms of who's also very good. People think they're kind of. I used to think they're kind of cheesy, you know. They kind of fell out of favor. Yeah, they actually have some great songs. Oh, dude, I got one for you.
Oh yeah,
let's look. Oh, the audience can't see the thing, can they?
Sorry, audience, you're gonna have to look it up.
Oh, dude, this is. I just came across this the other day. This is the most shocking FTM.
Okay, let's hear
reveal.
It.
Can you go to find the guitarist's name?
Of REO? Neil Dowdy.
No, go down to the former members.
Oh, okay.
There's a little link there.
Past members. Past
on the right side. And then go down to
who we got here?
Gary Richrath.
Yeah, okay, I never heard of him.
Okay, so you can pull that up if you want. But then what you want to do is
there he is.
Find a photo of him. So there he is. He's cool. This guy was so cool. Just the way he played guitar, and he's really good. Plays a Les Paul. Kind of walks around on stage, and he's cool, right? So there he is, Gary. Now try to find the most recent photo of him before he died. He died about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And this will be shocking. I won't even tell you what it is.
Okay, we're just going to start going through here.
There on the right, on the upper right.
Oh, my God.
That's him on
the right. That's him on the right?
Or her,
whoa.
As some people might say.
Isn't that something, eh?
Yeah, and there it is right there, before and after.
Wow.
What the hell happened there? You know what I mean?
Turned into a bit
like,
of
how do you even explain that?
Bit of an ogre.
How do you explain that? Is that even possible for a man? For that to happen to a man.
Yeah, and that's the that's the follow-up you need to really explain.
There it is. Like, see, there he's kind of wearing the pink, somewhat flamboyant clothing in the 80s, 70s. I don't know if that might be him there as well, but
wow.
But yeah, and then he died. So look at that. That kind of looks like a fat old woman, right?
Sure. Yeah, that's something
short
else.
Arms. It's really bizarre. I mean, I think I've underestimated the FTM, like their abilities to play music, everything, because the hormones basically turn them into like men, right?
Unbelievable.
So they could, and then they, you know, they, and they have, because you're not going to find a, you know, women won't want to hear this, but you don't find many women that can really play guitar. You just don't. You know what right. I mean?
Why? Is it too physical?
Well, I don't know. They just can't do it. Like lead guitar, like really good lead guitar. There are none. Name one. There's none.
Yeah.
I've never even seen it myself. I've never witnessed it. Well,
Chrissy Hynde can play, but who knows about her?
Dude.
Yeah, pretenders. Yeah,
it's a pretender.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
but they're not. Chrissy Hynde is not out there playing lead guitar.
No,
you know what I mean, guitar solos. No, the women can play. They can strum an acoustic guitar or strum an electric guitar. They can do that. They can play some chords, but that's it. But this guy. So my thing was like, it's a cognitive dissonance of me being a guitarist. I think. How can an FTM play guitar like that? Eddie Van Halen, right? I mean, most people think Eddie Van Halen's an FTM, but I would say, well, but how do you play guitar like that? And he's half Indonesian, half Asian. So I thought, well, maybe it's the half Asian that makes him look feminine. But, you know.
All right, music fans, so is it
trans
back.
Halen? Oh, there's this guy.
Here talking real music in real time.
I just want to see if I can see a last interview.
And just like me.
No.
Remembering the legendary.
No. This is him talking.
No, that was just a guy speaking of. I want to see if I could find the last interview.
I don't know.
Did you look
the official story was that he was an alcoholic and he had some kind of stomach problem or something.
To get a coffee.
The official story, you know, like alcohol and drugs, but I've never seen alcohol do that to somebody.
No, I know. You're not going to find out. Oh, here's the last performance.
That looks like an FTM falling apart. Yeah, the last gig. This is last show. With REO. There's one where he plays guitar with another band after this.
Okay.
What was the name of that band?
Interesting.
I forget the name of the band. It's a band I never heard of, but that's where I first came across this.
Interesting.
I was shocked. It was like, no way, what happened there? That's crazy. You know what I mean? And then the singer for FTM now looks like an old lady, kind of like Paul McCartney does. So, you know, for me, it's just like all I can do is at least maybe, you know, question what we see.
Yeah,
I mean, that's all I can do. That's all I could say is encourage people to question the narrative, you know. Sometimes
absolutely.
You can't really prove the theory or... But, you know, I've met a famous, really famous singer from a famous American rock band. And before, so I've met a few of these kind of people before I knew about the transpocalypse, right?
Right.
And then...
and you weren't suspicious back then, were you?
No, but I noticed it, though. I noticed it back then. I was, when I met, what's that black actress name who's in all the superheroes now? Superhero movies. I can't remember the name, but I met one person at a show and it was like in the audience and it was a famous actress and Angela Bassett. And I was like, whoa, that's a tranny.
Wow.
It was like 20 years ago. Right. But then I met a singer for this, you know, like someone I used to idolize. And my first instinct was this guy's transitioning into a female. But now I'm thinking he probably was female, actually. You know what I mean? I'm talking about, I won't mention his name, but the lead singer of Aerosmith.
Yeah, Steven Tyler. So by the way, I
won't mention his name.
I'm just want to show people, well, they can't see, but I'll just let people know, downdetector.com says Restream went for a dump for everybody at about 8:19 p.m. So this is nothing personal.
So we're not live.
No, just the video. Live? No, the video went down, and this is a crowdsourcing website that lets others report in. Yeah. So Down Detector, the video streaming part of the show, that's what went down for everyone. So it wasn't anything Mr. E or I said. So just so people know,
Oh, you mean everyone in the world?
Yes. Yeah, Restream is a service that allows me to put the video to FacoTube and YouTube all at the same time. Yeah. So it's a service that I pay for.
And so it doesn't work for anybody.
No, it's down. So, yeah.
Ooh, strange time, though. Like, why me? You know what I mean?
Well,
I guess it had to be sometime at some place for somebody, right?
Well, I would say that it's probably busiest now at 8 o'clock Eastern in North America. I would say North America probably puts the biggest strain on the internet at 8 p.m., period.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Don't you think? Because
I don't know.
Everyone in the world streams. Everything is streaming. Streaming is not good for the internet because
everyone's watching Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. So 8 o'clock is a really intense time for the internet, I would say.
That's what they're doing. They're watching Netflix.
Yeah, so just all that traffic, maybe it strangled Restream.
Yeah.
And there's probably a lot of streams going on right now, video streams. So anyone that uses Restream, it might have went down, or they might use a big data center that everyone else uses. Or there are certain bottlenecks, like any highway on the internet. So maybe they got strangled in a bottleneck. I have no idea. Now, that's the danger for me of using the service. If I could go direct to FacoTube and not use... not use Restream, but because this is mainly an audio show anyway, I didn't go to that. I don't really have that. I haven't practiced that backup. I haven't drilled for a. You know, this is why drills are so important if you're trying to do something urgently, and that's why they do drills for all these guns and all these other things that go live, because it really makes people do things automatically. So if I had drilled for Restream to go down, I would have just pressed a couple buttons and bang.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's another human thing where they know that humans really merge a lot of things in their minds. So, for instance, if you get everyone doing a school shooting drill and then you just say, oh, what a coincidence, somebody actually came into the school with a gun at the exact same time. Yeah. So thankfully you guys were all in place. That's why everyone survived, because they do that to confuse the hell out of people. And people really just can't tell that they can't split those two ideas in their mind. They think, that is really interesting that, you know, all the cops were here anyway. Thank God, media was here.
No, it's you can't. I mean, I rarely meet anybody who, like on the same level of guys like us, you know what I mean? In terms of the fakeology, like I rarely meet a real proper fakeologist out in the real world.
No, you wouldn't.
Like talking face to face. Cause I'm kind of in this world, so I kind of get used to it. I think everyone knows about it, but you try to talk to someone out in the world and they all think the shootings are real. They might know most of the people I talk to in the real world, they know some stuff usually. Otherwise I just don't even really bother talking to them, but they don't go far enough. They don't understand how fake everything really is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's a real hard concept. And with regard to the Israeli thing, I mean, this is the fakest war ever that's being revealed. Mm. And there's only really one guy on the entire internet that is just, he is just going, making it his full-time job, Fake Nukes Phil. And all he's doing all Fake Nukes does. He's putting out 4 or 5 videos a day. So I've offered to just, I can't even keep up with his videos. So I said, just come on once a week and talk about your videos. Because what he does, he goes to Instagram and TikTok and just grabs all the videos that are flooding the internet. Like the CENTCOM, who's running this thing out of Qatar, the American, British, Israeli Empire, they are flooding the internet with the videos, flooding it with all the gruesome, children.
You know, I've talked to people, especially like Christians, about this, and They're just, it's all emotional. It's an, you know, this is triggers an emotional reaction.
Yeah.
Look and at no fake. One, and people don't even want to think critically because they, oh, the children. Oh, and it just pulls on people's heartstrings.
Yeah. Look at fake nukes is spending hours a day just showing these videos and they're using high end rubber babies. This is, you know, this is part of the prop. Nice. This is the atrocity propaganda.
Wow. They're you try to explain it to people and they just think you're the devil because you're
to you, but it's not.
Yeah.
When a person has a broken neck, their head hangs way low. It's really unnatural. So this baby does not have a broken neck and neither does this baby. This baby does not have a broken neck either. So the building collapsed on them. But
and Phil is a rent a husband kind of guy. This is just what he's started doing on the side because he's a recent fakeologist, and he just can't believe that he's been fooled for all these years. He's my age, 1 year older. 57.
Oh, he's kind of just waking up to the deception now?
Yeah, so he
must have explained, like, how did he figure this out? You know what I mean?
Well, he had, like many people, time on his hands. He had an injury or something, a workplace. So then he was at home just trying to kill time, and something happened. He saw something and, you know, he woke up. And these are the most, this is the only way to wake up, actually. You cannot have someone force you.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. You know, I finally had the time. That's the thing is most people are so busy working, right? You're working, you're just trying to kind of survive and live your life. And you don't really have mental space to consider all this other stuff out there.
But, it takes all your
these
time.
These days, thing is, these days it's coming to us, you know, like it affects our lives now, you know, more than it ever has. Like we need to know this stuff because it's
they're
coming after us.
They're coming after us. You need to know what the hell's going on. It's
you need
a full,
to know what's real, what's fake, what's a narrative, what you know.
It's a full time job. It's unbelievable.
We know this Israel thing is all fake, but this guy's actually providing the evidence and breaking it down as well, which is very important. So I'm glad someone's out there doing this.
And a lot of times he doesn't even say a word. He just puts a title, Sleepy Rubber Baby Goes to Bed. He doesn't say a word. He's just showing you.
Wow.
Now, we have IPS who used to be trained in the military for transporting dead people. I think it's decedent transport. And he said that when somebody dies, eyelids go wide open because you have to be alive for them to close because it takes muscle power to keep your eye.
Yeah, so, that's why they have to manually close the eyelids on the dead people.
They glue them, I think.
Glue them, yeah, at the funeral, yeah.
And same with the mouth. Yeah. The mouth goes agape.
Yeah.
And I said to Phil, just, okay, you're telling, or IPS, I said, you're giving... Because they watch our shows. I said, just wait next till next year's model. They're going to listen to what you said. So just, you know, get ready for the rubber dolls with the open eyes. Yeah. Just wait till the open eyeballs or the open eyelids. You know, and I know you can see this, but nobody can see this. We're just showing a picture of a baby with his eyes closed. And, you know,
I mean, what could be more? What's more emotionally triggering than a dead baby?
You know? Nothing.
Like nothing.
That's it. Yeah. Because the way the propagandists do that, they show the babies, that gets the women on board, and then the women go complain to the men, say, go do something. So they cover everyone. It's women are emotional. And the men, they're less emotional, but you got a woman screaming at you to go do something.
Yeah, they want to help the woman. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works. It's just a pathway. Yeah. And
nobody questions it. Nobody questions the narrative. Nobody even asks a question.
No.
Nobody considers it might be fake because why would they do that?
And Phil's really good. He's going back to the 80s Because this is really how Israel was founded, and this is how they keep the Jews that they bring to Israel on board, because they scare the hell out of them their whole lives to think that if they don't arm up and join the military and spend all their money, that the Arabs are going to just push them back into the sea, as they say. So just like America has given the PSYOP that America is the greatest, the Israelis are given the PSYOP, the Jews over there are given the PSYOP that if you don't submit and do all the things we tell you, they're going to wipe us out. So that's how they keep all the Jews on board. You see, they're just as victimized as any other vulnerable group.
The average Jewish person is just another person, you know?
Yeah, they're just people, but they get a double dose being in Israel because their government, the people that run them, they need them on board to think that everyone hates them. Like, they're trained. Oh,
yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. And the Christians, you know, the dispensationalist Christians believe that as well. Because, they're surrounded by enemies and this is in biblical prophecy and all this stuff.
Yes.
No, that all ended in the 70 AD. Jerusalem was destroyed. 70 AD, done.
Right.
God's done with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They're done. They're not God's chosen people.
Yeah.
He hates them. Actually, they killed Jesus, right? I mean, for the Christians, it's like, I don't know how they can, I don't know what they're thinking. They're not thinking. They don't know their Bible very well. You know?
Yeah, so, I'm not a Bible. Done, I don't know the Bible either, but I just know that this is a script.
But the Christians should, right? Yeah, the Christians should know their Bible, but they got deceived.
Absolutely.
Into believing something that's not. They believe. They probably think it's in the Bible, but, you know, for a Christian, you're supposed to know. Like, it's like a Muslim should know the Quran, right?
Yes.
But, they probably don't know the Quran either.
But like you said, it's really important to learn all this. Just to be aware. You don't have to commit it to memory. You just have to understand what's going on. You don't have to pick a side in this whole conflict because it's just a staged conflict.
That's another thing.
You gotta
they want
that.
Us to pick a side and fight against each other as well about this, right?
Absolutely. And it's creating they love the divisions. They love the rallies.
I wonder if that's the main point. Is the main point just to cause chaos and division?
Yeah.
Do they even have an agenda? You know what I mean? It's like the Joker, right?
That is the agenda.
Batman movies.
That is the agenda. So they can go up the middle and steal everything. From both sides, you know, it's like the Grinch. While everyone's in bed, they just loot and rape and pillage the whole world. That's what they're doing, and that's what they continue to do. So, it's to keep everyone at each other's throats. Yeah. And that's why I don't think it's just one group. You know, it's not just the Jews. Everyone in the at the top end is getting a piece of the control structure. The right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we're essentially like in a Truman Show type of reality.
Yeah.
But we're all Trumans, you know what I mean? Like Truman Show, there was just the one guy who didn't know what was going on, but
yeah, I love that movie.
It would be like the Truman Show, but if everyone didn't know what was going on.
Everyone needs to watch that movie, by the way. You talk about essential watching the Truman
Show.
That's
a good one. Yeah. That was a good one.
You got
much more real than we can imagine.
You really have to, if you've never, most people that do our kind of research, they've heard that one. Truman Show, Wag the Dog. You got to watch those.
Yeah. Wag the Dog is a good one for the war stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just go like create a war in like a Hollywood studio.
It's
kind of like the moon landing. What's that moon landing movie? Remember that one?
Capricorn One.
Yeah. That's a pretty good one too.
They tell you pretty much what they did, but they spin it into La La Land to make people think they're crazy for thinking it, but that's actually what they've done. So we'll put all these in the show notes, because if you need, don't watch the propaganda on TV, watch all these Revelation of the Method movies. So what they do is they take anyone who believes that it was simulated, and they make them look crazy at the end. So you think, oh, no, they wouldn't do that, because then this would have happened. That's how they take that concept and make you think you're crazy for believing it. So they always manage the alternative way of thinking.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of lucky. You know, my father was a bit of a conspiracy theorist. So, like, he told me when I was a child, he told me the moon landing was fake.
Wow.
And he told me.
That's so cool.
You know, he gave me some alternative JFK theories, you know, and he wasn't like a fakeologist necessarily at that level, but he was, yeah, he told me the moon landing was fake when I was very young. So that helped, I think.
That's amazing. That's a godsend.
Yeah. Yeah. He was pretty skeptical of mass media news and all that.
And he's no longer alive, I think you told me.
No, he died like 10 years ago.
I wonder what he'd say now. Huh? Did you ever wonder what would he say now? What's going on?
Yeah, he probably would have known that the whole Vax thing was a total joke. I'm pretty sure he would have saw through that.
Yeah. Would he have been proud of you for your research into androgyny?
I wonder. Don't know. Who knows? I don't know if he was ever proud of me for doing anything.
Oh, that hurts. That sucks.
Yeah, he drank himself to death like 12 years ago.
If people only knew how poisonous alcohol was, they wouldn't even try it, honestly.
Yeah. Well, for certain people, it becomes addictive. Not for everybody, but for certain people, they're just, you know, yeah. It just sets up a craving and you just can't stop. You just can't stop for like 5% of the population. And I'm one of those as well.
So yeah, I never really got into it because I was worried I'd be one of those people.
Yeah, so, I never did cocaine for the same. Like, I figured, you know, I'll probably like it and then I won't be able to stop. So I never even tried that at all.
Yeah.
A lot of people did. My friends did. No, everyone did cocaine except for me.
Is that right? Eh? You mean because of the music business? That was sort of.
Well, in the 80s. Yeah, I knew it. Like, I had a drummer once. He would just kind of disappear once in a while during rehearsal.
Wow.
Then he'd come back and it would, like, be different. You know, it's like he was out doing coke and stuff. And just people I knew. People that you hang out, you know. Yeah, you're playing gigs and stuff, right? And then at some rock and roll place. And then the drug dealers just come and hang out with you. You know what I mean? So
bad.
Yeah, there was a lot of drugs around. For me, it was mainly drinking. But for everyone else, there was drugs as well. And I always recognized the danger of drugs, you know, so I never got into drugs that much. But alcohol, I thought was kind of fine, you know, it made me feel happy, you know.
Yeah, I never.
Momentarily.
Yeah. Drinking started for my friend group in grade 5, which I didn't get into it, but I saw that's when it started. Older brothers and sisters. That's so bad.
Yeah, I started when I was 11. So I was pretty much instantly hooked right away.
Isn't that bad, though? That's so bad. I resisted. I just said, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't know why I did. I just...
It's good. You saw the danger in it. Yeah, it is quite dangerous.
I actually just didn't want to be a follower. And that's where everyone was going. And, you know, my...
Yeah.
There was alcohol in our house. My parents always had a drink at the end of the day. It was not like we were teetotalers. Yeah, maybe one or two.
One or two.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they could handle
it. My family, it was like, it was a lot.
They just took it. But I just didn't get, I don't even drink coffee because I thought I never liked it. And I thought,
that's my vice. Yeah, I drink coffee in the morning.
But why do people drink it? Is it because they like it? Do they feel
it
that?
It helps you kind of wake up, I think. It's just that it helps you kind of wake up in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, go to bed early.
The taste is pretty horrible.
Yeah, it's not good, is it? Unless you pollute it with sugar and milk, and then you may as well just drink hot chocolate.
But I drink it black, though. But I mean, I get up early. But I think for me, I started drinking it when I was working.
Right.
You know, at kind of jobs where you're supposed to, like, be wide awake and alert at, like, you know, 6:30 in the morning.
So you kind of conditioned yourself, really, to do it.
And then if you try to stop, you actually go through withdrawal.
Mm. So you're stuck on it, huh?
Well, I did stop. I get depressed if I don't drink coffee in the morning.
Well, that's not good.
That's probably why I drank as well. You know, it was a medicine. Yeah, all these things are kind of like they're like a medicine.
Yes.
It's treating.
Well, one brings you up, one brings you down, no? Yeah. Isn't that what happens?
It's all kind of pharmacia kind of stuff.
Yeah. Not good. Well, we've been going, how long have we been going? Because my thing that keeps track of the time is down. So we've been going a couple hours. So I think we should pack it in. But, you know, if you want to come on more regular, we just have chats, you know, welcome back if you want to. I don't mind having you back on the old schedule.
I've been busy with stuff, but I think I can have more time now. Yeah,
that'd be great. Yeah,
because there's always some new narrative coming out. Like these days, it's the Israel thing is a big narrative.
And then we're
going to have more pestilence related narratives again.
I'm sure. I'll send you the Paul Lynn Zinger link because I'm pretty sure it was in the last Zingers. There's two Zingers on YouTube. And in there was the little joke about who determines the sex there.
Who did Narcissus love? It's a book of photos of his own.
It's in here somewhere. Paul Lynn is one of my favorite comedians.
Do we know, Paul, do we know of anyone who ate over 1,200 baked beans in a half hour?
That may explain what happened to Amelia Earhart.
So that's Paul Lynn. I'm gonna say I'll put this in the show notes and I'll send this to you personally. I'm pretty sure it's in one of the Zingers one or Zingers two where he does a thing on the androgyny.
Yeah, but think about like people are watching a show like this. That I mean, overall, it looks like pretty dumb, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure they say a few jokes here and there that are funny, but people go to work, they come home, and they watch this. You know, they're not going to be waking up to the deception in the world. Not interested, right? They're worshiping the idols. Celebrities are like gods, right? It's like, oh, you're a celebrity. That's amazing. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, and they're really just like, you know, what's so special about them really? You know what I mean?
Not much.
Not much. Yeah. And they're kind of actually quite strange and weird. And, but yeah, they're definitely part of the control grid. So,
if you want,
but yeah, we can talk more.
Hanan Bissar is on our Facebook page. The one I can't access anymore, I'm locked out. But our Facebook page lives on, even though it has no administrator, me. I'm off it. I'm off my own Facebook page, but I just put it up as a joke just to see. But Hanan Bissar says, if you want to see real evidence of the trans agenda, check out Tilda's swinging junk as he walks down the stairs near the end of the film. And what film?
Tilda Swin something.
It says Swindle. Only Lovers Left Alive, 2013 movie. I never heard of it.
Oh, I never saw that one.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know who Tilda is, but
Tilda's pretty odd. Tilda's this actor right there. Yeah, pretty intense actor, but yeah, that's probably an MTF.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
They didn't even strap in the junk.
This one plays a lot of like demons and angels and aliens and stuff.
So they didn't even get their junk strapped in for this show.
They're just playing themselves. So there's a reveal, huh? At the
It says here
at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
And this is why your job is never done. It's never complete. You just have so much.
Yeah. I mean, it gets, you know, I kind of wonder, you know, I mean, I think I started out like trying to like, I just thought, man, I discovered something. I got to tell people about it so they know. But then you realize most people don't really want to know about it.
No, it's too much.
There's like different stages of doing this, you know.
Stages of grief.
Now I'm almost like, hey, let them all be deceived. Let them get what they deserve.
Let them go. Let them go. Yeah. I don't go. I do this show for therapy for myself and people like-minded people. Like,
that's probably the best reason, ultimately. Yeah,
if people want to listen into the therapy, then it's free. And, I bring people like you that are also into this topic in different ways. And
it's good to talk to people who understand how the world works. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because otherwise, out there in the real world, you can't find anyone to talk to about this stuff. And then you just kind of start going crazy.
You do. That's why you need to be, you know, reground yourself and just say, hey, we're not crazy here. We see things that others refuse to see. And we see it everywhere. Yeah.
We're kind of in the minority, and that's why people want to, you want to, like, people want to wake others up so that they're not so alone anymore.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a selfish reason, and that doesn't really work.
No.
You know, they, oh, you want to wake up my family. Look what's going on. And then there's a, now there's a division, right? Now they just think you're crazy and they don't want to know. You know, no one wants to know Taylor Swift is a man because they worship Taylor Swift. And then now all of a sudden, you know, you just killed their God, basically.
Yeah.
You might, it's like talking about Muhammad or something. You know what I mean? There's a backlash when that happens. That's why, if, like, the videos are good.
You we're not talking about Muhammad here, okay? We're
yeah.
We know. I know what I'm saying. We're just we know the problems
or
there.
Fauci.
Well, Fauci I'll talk like, about. You know. Yeah, we'll talk about that
Taylor
demon.
Swift's like Fauci. Yeah, where it's an analogy of people worship. You know, Taylor Swift, just like some people revere the great. The great Muhammad.
And your Taylor Swift videos are probably always going to do really well because that is just such a hot name for people to look at. And of all your videos, I'm just looking on BitChute. Well, you got Dua Lipa. That did pretty damn
that's
well.
That's another big name. I've never heard that person's songs, but I think that's another real famous celebrity. And yeah, I don't try to stay, like, I'm not trying to get lots of views or I could be more relevant than I am. You know what I mean? I don't try to be relevant.
Yeah. Well, your Barbie did real well because that was a hot topic.
Sometimes I kind of am accidentally. Yeah.
Well, you're commenting on what comes, what's put in front of your face.
Yeah, there's new movies. Sometimes there's like a new movie or, you know, the Stones and the Beatles have new songs out. So it comes to my mind and then I think, oh, yeah, that's right.
See, if you would have put Taylor Swift in the title, She Walks Like a Dude, this would have exploded, probably. Is that what?
Oh, you can't really tell that's Taylor Swift too by that screenshot.
No. But if you put the word Taylor Swift, that would have probably a double.
I could probably change it.
I would because Taylor Swift is so hot right now. Tina Turner was big when she disappeared from the scene.
Died. Yeah. Was retired or whatever happened.
And the DeSantis thing, he's sort of out of it now, so nobody cares about him anymore. He's been sort of pushed to the side.
He doesn't have a good, like a loud personality. You know what I mean?
I'm really disappointed. With the governor of South Dakota. I didn't like this news that you brought to us.
Again, I present to you female governor. No, this is,
yeah. She was sort
no,
of,
that,
the,
that was really obvious to me. It has been for a long time. I just decided to make a video finally.
Is she from South Dakota or
farm? Well, I don't know. Probably not.
Farm girls. I didn't think they were.
But at some point, like, it's these conservatives. See, yeah, that's the thing is the conservatives, you know, they're so trusting of other conservatives. They don't realize they're being deceived by the conservatives because they're saying kind of the right stuff, right?
Yeah.
And that's some of the hardest things. That's one of the hardest messages to tell people because, you know, like try telling an anti-vaxxer that, and I'm an anti-vaxxer, right?
Yeah.
So try telling an anti-vaxxer that the famous anti-vaxxer is a controlled opposition. You know what I mean? Like, it's really difficult.
It is difficult
to get that point across because they're one of us. They're going to help us. They're going to save us. No, none of these famous people are going to. They don't care anything.
That's what
about
makes
us
more advanced. You know, we know
this is more advanced. Yeah.
We know all these. We know the whole PSYOP. So we're not. You know, we've learned this already. We've learned it.
Trust no one. You know.
I like that. What a strange name. Do you read the comments on BitChute? Because they're
not really.
I do read the comments because some of these commenters are great. What a strange name, Christy Noem. I see the word men backwards in that. Also skirt and IO. It says Mr. E covered the androgyny of IO in another video. They use their name as well. Mm-hmm. Truth in Plain Sight. Interesting.
Yeah, they do. They do have clever names and, yeah, it's hard to crack it sometimes. You know, Axl Rose, right? Think about Axl is like the thing in your car, like a phallic.
yeah,
type shape, right? The
right.
rod. And then
rod.
A rose represents female.
Right.
And guns and roses, right? Gun is phallic, and then the rose is female. So they have an androgynous symbolism. It's
oh,
a symbol
God, yeah.
all the time. Symbols. Even the angel wing symbolism we just saw there.
Excellent. What's his real? What's its real
name? It's AXL. AXL is his first name.
Oh, I
Axel
see.
Rose. But like an axle of a car, right? I mean, what kind of...
You William know, Bruce Bailey. That's his
yeah.
name.
Yeah,
Billy Bailey.
I think he got the rose. I think the official story, he did get the rose name from like a stepfather or something like that. Who knows? But the thing is, he wears a dress too. He or she, right? Axl Rose wears a dress, and sometimes it's a flannel shirt, but that represents a dress. I've come across all of them wear a dress on stage at some point or cross dress publicly at some point. Like, or, you know, most everyone I've seen, I've looked at, I've discussed, just even this week, I came across some alternative bands that I used to like, and it's like, they're just flat out wearing a dress on stage. It's like, come on, man.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
I mean, a literal man. Dress. They're cross-dressing on stage. It's like, okay, you know, it's like they have to do it, right? That's their.
It's the ritual, man.
And who are they working for? The mass media companies, right?
Yeah.
Universal Music, Sony Music, whatever.
They're the ones. Hey, do you get many emails from your email forwarding service I got? Mr. E at fakeologist.com?
Not too many. I think there's one. But I think some of them don't know it's going to me. Or they're maybe.
Yeah, oh, I know there's one guy that's pounding me with his stream of consciousness. So it's like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I might get that one. I don't know, understand what he's talking about.
Me neither. Actually, me neither. That's okay, though.
Someone was saying, there's one guy was trying to say that, what's that bad girls?
Donna Summer.
Trying to say that Donald Summer is a woman. I mean, that's just crazy.
Right.
Not even possible.
Who's Donald? Obvious. Yeah. Oh, right.
Donna Summer.
Oh, so he doesn't think Donna Summer is MTF.
I think. That I thought that was what he's trying to say.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think that's an obvious one, too. You've done
very
that one.
Very obvious. Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for coming on. Francisco. Sorry about the tech issues, but we got the audio. The audio has been fine. So we had a couple hour audio, so this is good. So I'll shoot you the audio. Well, you can download the audio off my website and just put it up if you want. I don't know. There are pieces of tonight's video that got automatically generated. I doubt I'm going to mash them together into one, so I'll just leave this as an audio. I'll put the audio on my website, FakoTube, because I can do that.
Like a radio show, right? We used to listen to radio shows back in the day.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is a visual topic, but we can bring it up. Well, next time, we'll be back. But, yeah, what a quinky-dink that Restream went for a dump tonight. That's too bad. But
yeah,
it happens.
Well, a lot, you know, something usually happens when you do a show. Not all the time, but quite often.
Well, it would be kind of interesting if we brought Restream down. I think it's taken a little too much credit, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible, but you don't want to.
No,
conclusions there.
We're not that big of a show. All right, Mystery. Thanks so much for joining, and we'll be in touch. And come back. Come back soon.
All right.
Always great talking to you.
All right. You too.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Have a good one. Take care. All right. Good night. So there goes Mr. E on Skype. Skype always works. I give Microsoft credit for taking that over. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This will be an audio-only broadcast. And don't forget, fakeologist.com/donate. And, thanks to Molly. Molly gave a nice donation recently in the last couple days. Not too many donations, but Molly or Tracy, she gave us $91. Larry, $54. Mark Tokarski, $34. And a bunch of anonymouses. Thanks, everybody, for donating. You pay whatever you think this show is worth. If you think it's worth a dollar, just send us a dollar. We have dollar donors. Lots of them. So it's value for value. You pay what you think the show is worth. And otherwise, send me an email. I'm@fakeologist.com if you like the show. And we'll keep doing it. Tomorrow, Lynn or Tell. Wednesday, Fake Nukes. Thursday, Frank. We have a regular lineup. Mr. E will be back. He sounds like he's in good shape. So we're going to have him back. He talks way more than just about androgyny. He is the real deal. And really enjoyable regular guest. So we'll have him back again. Okay, guys. Thanks. And have a good night. Take care.